You're listening to SBS News. The stricter the lockdown, the higher the loss in life satisfaction. It's hardly a surprising finding by the ANU Centre for Social Research and Methods, which analysed the experiences of more than 6,500 adults over a period of 2.5 years. Co-author Professor Nicholas Biddle says the measures designed to help protect people from COVID-19 have also had an enduring impact on mental health and well-being.
We've found in our data that there are certain groups and particularly younger Australians where there has been kind of that long-term ongoing impact. And so our intention, and I think it's an important thing to do, is to keep following the same people through time, link it back to their experience over the COVID-19 period, and really, you know, interrogate what were the both the short, the medium, and the long-term effects of both the pandemic as well as our policy response to the pandemic.
Professor Biddle says the study of more than 6,500 adults found males found the lockdowns particularly challenging.
Males were more impacted by lockdown restrictions, young Australians, and also perhaps this one's not as big a surprise, is that in New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria, which did have multiple waves of kind of infections and stringent lockdowns, there was a greater effect in those states and territories as well.
One of the most severe lockdowns took place in 2020 in Melbourne, when public housing towers were locked down at very short notice. Victorian public health officials had recommended the lockdown start the day after they recommended the measure, on the morning of Saturday, July 4. But it was imposed that very day in a 4 p.m. news conference by Premier Daniel Andrews. It meant that in the days following, residents like Mohammed Yusuf started running out of essential supplies. He spoke to SBS News 2 days after the lockdown started.
When it came to the supplies and the support, it didn't come hand in hand. And that is what's a little bit creating a little bit frustration among the residents at the moment. I've got 3 kids in here with me at the moment, and the only supplies we got is the supplies that we had prior to the lockdown, and they're running down really fast. You know, young kids, you know, the diapers and the formulas and all the necessary stuff. They're running out really fast.
Victoria's Ombudsman Deborah Glass carried out an investigation which found that the lockdown was warranted and successfully contained the outbreak, but she concluded its sudden imposition breached the residents' human rights.
The lockdown successfully stopped the spread of the virus at the towers. But in my opinion, its immediacy was not compatible with the residents' human rights, including the right to humane treatment when deprived of liberty, and therefore appeared to be contrary to Victorian law.
Professor Nicholas Biddle says he hopes the ANU research can help policymakers in the future if similar measures are required again.
Lockdown conditions can have a very substantial impact on the spread of infections, and that's a really important thing, and no one, or certainly we're not arguing that those things should be minimised. But at the same time, there are trade-offs. So what we're trying to do is put some numbers around that trade-off, think about who's impacted most. When you do have to kind of put restrictions on people's movement or activity, and then be able to target resources to those who are likely to be impacted the most by what may well turn out to be policy interventions which we require into the future.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.